Now, the directors of the movie Catfish, which was a sort of a mind-blowing documentary movie that followed what would happen if you had a love affair with someone who turned out to be the creation of somebody else online. This non-real person that you'd fallen in love with, how would that impact you? And what would happen when that was revealed? It was so popular, the movie, and they created an entire show about it. But that documentary movie, which was the premise for this, is the same directors who made the movie Nerve. And here again, forward-looking in terms of web behavior of teenagers primarily, because who's better on the web than teenagers? Emma Roberts, who was in American Horror Story and is lovely and delightful as the Sleeping Beauty character, pretty woman type character who overcomes her nerdy sort of high school nerddom to become the a protagonist with an adventurous life ahead of her. And Dave Franco, who is always delightful and really fun to look at and listen to, and he's funny. So the two of them have good chemistry and are probably the perfectly cast couple to play this, as long as that cast was Caucasian. The film doesn't really trade in racial politics or identity politics all that much, although you have a sense that because so many of the characters in the film are like a unique pastoral of identity politics, that you sense that the filmmakers did put some thought into who they were going to cast. So what we have here is the same sort of formula of ingredients that you need for a successful high school movie, and that is you must have awkwardness around the opposite sex. There probably will be some movies being made about same-sex awkward couplings in high school, but at the moment there are very few of those. So you have this sort of sexuality, uncomfortable thing that's going on with puberty and hormones. And then you have awkwardness about the future, anxiety about the future. And so these are often horror movies. Generally, that's where the interplay of sexuality and fear comes into play mostly. But they're also comedies because the only thing that you can do when you think about your high school reality, if you're not screaming in abject terror, is laughter, because those are the main responses to the unknown that the human animal has. So that's what this movie does. It moves sort of closer to horror than it does to comedy, although there's both. And really, it's a thriller. So that's what's new about this, is it's really a thriller movie. It's sort of a Pokemon Go, to borrow from Peter Travers. It's a Pokemon Go made into like a horror movie. And so as the character goes along and has the chance to sort of, people either stream as a watcher or a player on this online game, and it costs like $20 to watch for 24 hours, and that money goes to fund paying people to do sort of jackass-type stunts online with webcams, which people do for free now, so people would undoubtedly do paid versions of those that were escalating in danger. And with the proliferation of sort of people watching other people crash and fail online on those kind of things, it seems like a likely to possibly invite a spin-off series, and one wonders that the directors of Catfish, if they're not in on some type of development deal for a series about this as well. But the sort of overall commentary about that sort of the violent inherent violence of spectators and their role in the theater of the Gladiator, sort of the Russell Crowe moment where he looks at the crowd and says, "Are you not entertained?" as done by Emma Roberts here with a gun to her head. And what role do people who watch sort of bullying and violence and awful comments anonymously online, to what role are we culpable as a society? Are all of us culpable for sort of the awful discourse that has enveloped us?